colorful,
colorful, Gracie on Colorful Radio.
Something come crazy for settling down, but woman, you cool me down. Yeah, you cool me down.
In the background, it's the sound of Taurus Riley, and the track is called Cool Me Down. And so earlier on, I did say I was going to be in conversation with someone, and that time is now. Good morning, Zaya.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well. So before we start, let me tell the listeners exactly who you are. So Zaya is a dedicated artist representative and also a passionate cultural ambassador for African and African Caribbean arts and heritage in the diaspora. She's also a speaker and an accomplished media host. So welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Gracie.
It is my pleasure. So before we get into the details about the artist that you're representing, I wanted to find out more because I'm very curious about your cultural ambassador role. How did you get that and what does it involve?
That's a great question. It's been a really long journey, and my background in African arts and culture really started at a young age. My dad is a novelist, and he wrote for different publications in Southern Africa. And his novels also focused on culture and the significance of being aware of your culture and heritage. And he encompassed the traditions, the values and belief systems in that Southern African region in his storytelling. And then my cousin, who is late now, unfortunately, Brian Chipoyera, worked for ZBC Television in Zimbabwe. And on his international travels in the UK, he used to take me to the legendary Africa Centre. And that heart of the Africa Centre was a community hub where I was exposed to live music and rhythms, artists, journalists, and the list goes on. So from a very young age, I was exposed to that entertainment industry in the UK that had embraced African culture through live music and entertainment. And from then onwards, I was, you know, once you hear an African rhythm, it's going to just take over your body, you know. And so that's what happened with me. And from then onwards, I went to study at the renowned Brit Performing Arts and Technology School, where I was able to focus on music, dance, and performing arts. Later on, I pursued a BA honours degree, media and cultural studies and sociology. And it just was a passion. Mm-hmm. And then I met the right people, being in the right place at the right time. I met, for example, Creole bands like Kassav, and was able to gain some experience from being with really, really successful bands who really embrace the cultural heritage of the Caribbean and Africa. It's that cross-cultural collaboration. Kantabonga Man, World Cup singers, Magic System, Awilo Longomba, the list goes on. Amazing. And then from then onwards, I was able to immerse myself and gain the necessary experiences, and artists then started to ask me to represent them. Excellent. Being somebody who had rich knowledge of culture and heritage, not just in the diaspora, but also in the continent of Africa as well.
That is amazing. And you sound very passionate. So I'm sure that your clients appreciate you showcasing the work that they do. So can you tell us about the artist that you're representing? I always butcher names. So if you could let the listeners know the artist's name, and also what style of music it is as well that they perform.
So I'm representing the superstar Kanta Niboma. Kanta Niboma is a very, very special artist. He is a legendary African Congolese Rumba musician. And he has graced the stage for many, many years, 5 decades, representing the culture and heritage of African Rumba music. So if I just give you a little bit about what African Rumba is, African Rumba music is the foundational music to what most people would be familiar with, which would be the salsa rhythms, Latin American rhythms, and the jazz rhythms. So when our ancestors were taken from the continent of Africa, also Congo, they went to the Americas and they created Congo Square. And that Congo Square was where the heritage was able to be maintained, where they remembered being in their homeland, Africa. And jazz took the formation in the north, and rumba music took the formation in the south. And so this is how the rhythms were transported across the globe to Africa, from Africa to America, and then also globally as well. So the rhythms that you hear on Strictly Come Dancing, the music, salsa, bachata, maringa, it all comes from those foundational rhythms of the rumba, which my artist, Niboma, has been championing for 5 decades. I just want to give you a little bit, just really so you can really know how profound he has been in terms of African rumba. I'm not sure if there's any artist that hasn't collaborated with Niboma. If anyone is familiar with African music, he has collaborated with Tabula, who was a very, very renowned African rumba musician. Taken before that, we had the Franco. So it was Franco, Tabula, and then we had Kanta Niboma, who is Tabula's protege. He's collaborated with the giant of African music, Pepe Kale. We call him the elephant. Madilu System, Kofi Olomide, Yondo Sister, Siren Mbenza, Diplo Dibala, Kayen Madoka. I mean, the list goes on. And the bands that he has also led, Kekele, Four Stars, Le Kamele, Le Poa, Orchestra Bella, Africando. I mean, the list just goes on and on. And I have everything I've got to say about this artist speaks of a African superstar that has touched the world globally with African Congolese rumba music.
That is amazing. And also you did touch on the cultural influences of the music as well.
Yes, with the Congolese rumba, if we look at the independence across the continent of Africa, this song by Le Grand Calais was really chosen by the people as a song of independence, what we call the cha-cha. And so that was the anthem of independence played across the continent of Africa from the 60s to the 80s. So Congolese rumba music has really had a positive influence on the empowerment of people in the African continent, and also it's contributed to the beautiful melodies, rhythms that we know today and we hear on Strictly Come Dancing through the salsa and Latin American rhythms.
That is great. And I'm sure now the audience are excited to know where they can get a chance to actually see him perform. So can you give us the details of when and where he's going to be performing?
Thank you so much, Gracie. I would love to do that. This is a rare opportunity for people in the UK to experience that rich rumba music, which represents the past, the present, and the future. Kanta Niboma will be playing at the legendary, iconic Jazz Cafe on the 23rd of June at 7 p.m. That's the legendary, iconic Jazz Cafe on the 23rd of June at 7 p.m. Get your skates on and get yourself to the Jazz Cafe. It's a beautiful venue. It's really shaped the landscape of jazz music. We've had the likes of, for example, Jill Scott, you know, playing there, Amy Winehouse, and so D'Angelo. And these are the foundational rhythms that the music of the neo-soul, the jazz, it can all be traced back to the African rumba. So what a better time than to celebrate an African legend who has contributed globally to other music genres across the globe.
That is amazing. And then also for those that are a little bit further afield than London, he's also going to be performing in Liverpool as well. Can you tell the listeners about that as well?
Yes, this is so fantastic. Anthony Bomb is also going to be in the heart of Liverpool, which we call the Music City for anyone who's listening internationally. Liverpool is the Music City. And what more better time to have another legend come and play at Africa Oye, who support African music all year round. And we just can't wait for that music to be played at Africa Oye on the 22nd of June 2024. Please get your skates on and make your way down to Africa Oye on the 22nd of June.
Amazing. And I'm just going to recap the details. So on Sunday, the 23rd of June, he's going to be at the Jazz Cafe, which is at 5 Parkway in Camden, London, NW1. The website to go to for more details is thejazzcafelondon.com. And then for the Oye Festival on Saturday, the 22nd of June, this is the UK's largest free celebration of African music and culture. And it's all happening at Sefton Park in Liverpool. And the website to go to is AfricaOye.com. Right, so thank you so much for taking time out today to share with us the wonderful artist that's going to be performing. So if you could just quickly sum up why people should come along and go and see this artist.
Kwesi, that's the best question of the whole show. People should come and see this rare appearance by Niboma. He has not been in the UK for decades. And so this is an opportunity for you to really experience the origins of Rumba music. I mean, Rumba music makes your waist turn. There's seven that makes your waist whine. I mean, come on now. This music is absolutely beautiful. And Niboma is a legend. He is the superstar that has paved the way for other artists that we know today. So please come and give some support. Tune in again to this radio station because you're going to be hearing some great music by Niboma.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for taking the time out and just showcasing a wonderful artist. So hopefully we'll speak to you another time when you're representing more great African artists.
Thank you so much, Gracie. I've had such an exciting time to be on your show.
My pleasure.
Really push my artist, Kanta Niboma.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Gracie.
Bye-bye.
Colourful, 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 colourful,
Gracie on Colourful Radio.